The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus went on to say to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another, 'We played a flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and of him they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and of him they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her own works." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This Gospel, interestingly, is addressed to people who are religious. The people of the time of Jesus, those who opposed him the most, were devoutly religious. They were followers of the Torah, observant in terms of keeping the law. And Jesus came and he preaches a new gospel. But sometimes it happens, even in the business of religion, that change is difficult. Change challenges us. It disturbs us. When we're confronted with change, frequently we become fearful. We're clinging to something that will not grow. It's static. And that's precisely what happens here in the proclamation of life given in Jesus Christ. When he comes, the Pharisees and those who were rigidly conservative Jewish tradition opposed him fiercely. He eats with tax collectors and sinners. That didn't fit. He eats and drinks, or he drinks alcohol or wine. He's a glutton and a drunkard. But John came earlier, and they didn't accept him either because he was proclaiming a change. Keep this in mind. Change happens. And if we don't understand that we ourselves are changing and we ourselves are growing, and the paralysis comes when we freeze because of fear. We fear change. Somehow we're embedded in a philosophy or a belief that will not grow and should not grow. And then we become fearful. We're fearful of change. So follow the Lamb here, follow Jesus Christ, and the Lord will lead you to a new way of understanding. But it must be in Jesus Christ. It can't be just a change that I like or a change that makes life easier. In fact, if you look at the Gospels carefully, you will find out that rigid legalism of the Pharisees, demanding as it was, the teaching of Jesus was far more demanding. Far more demanding of forgiveness, of understanding. This is where the real demand of life comes. In forgiving, not keeping the laws, but keeping a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's the whole proclamation of the Word of God. It has not to do with law. It has to do with relationship. In the 12th chapter of John's Gospel, you'll find at the Last Supper, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Therefore, keeping the commandments is a consequence of loving Jesus. You don't keep the commandments first and then find Jesus. You have a relationship with Jesus Christ first. If you love me, then the commandments will fall into place. And that's what Jesus is saying in this gospel. We're frequently encountering people who struggle with change, and they're fearful, and I understand, and you have to be patient and understanding. But somehow, the Lord calls us to understand ourselves, to understand life, and to understand God's revelation in a growing and a changing way. Amen. Pause with me now for a moment of prayer.